8:34 at Keweenaw's Classic Hits 97.7 The Wolf. A very exciting event coming up next weekend in Baraga County, as Baraga County will, for the first time ever, host its own Relay for Life. Christine Wilson has been the driving force behind this, and she joins me. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
It is good to have you here. Why did you decide to have a Relay for Life in Baraga County?
Well, I'm a student at Northern Michigan University, and I have been on their Relay for Life committee for a couple.
Hang on here. We put a new microphone in as we do our studio project here, and that one is a little faint. So let's give you a try with this one here. See how that works. And you can tell me again why you decided to go ahead with this.
All right, so I am a student at Northern Michigan University, and I've been on their Relay for Life committee for a couple of years now. And just after being at their relay for a couple of times, just seeing how moving it was and how it touched so many people, I felt that Baraga County needed something like that.
For those who've never been to a Relay for Life, I don't think maybe that they're prepared for how emotional it can get.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of people say cancer is serious, Relay for Life is fun, but there are also a few pieces of Relay that kind of get emotional, and so you can really see the reason that we're all there. The Luminaria ceremony is probably one of my favorite parts of Relay, and the most emotional, I think.
The survivor's lap is an emotional moment. I've had a couple of really dramatic moments with people who've walked in the survivor's lap. And, you know, cancer touches, I can't imagine there's anybody that has not been touched by cancer in one way, shape, or form.
Yeah, that's true. Just talking with people in the community, and you'll mention Relay for Life, and they'll say, oh yeah, my grandpa passed away from cancer, or my mom is a survivor. Everybody knows somebody.
Yeah, both of my parents are cancer survivors.
Right.
And there's nobody who hasn't lost somebody to cancer. And there's nobody, frankly, who isn't scared to death of it.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, that's true.
And it can hit at any age. We've seen heartbreaking stories recently in the Copper Country about kids with cancer and tumors. And we see young adults who catch the disease. And so it affects all ages and all walks of life, and everyone is concerned with this thing. So this is a great opportunity to help push forward the research that's going on to try to beat this disease.
Yeah, that's right. That's why we're all here.
So when you decided to have a Relay for Life in Baraga County, how do you start this thing from scratch?
Well, thanks to our Stephanie Schwarzendruber, she's our American Cancer Society representative. So she really got it going, and we just had community interest meetings, and people came out and we explained what was going on. And then eventually some people got really interested and wanted to be on the leadership team, and then just go from there. Really, this year it was big to explain what it actually was.
How many teams do you have involved at this point?
We have 15 teams right now that will be walking and setting up booths around the track.
And do you have any idea how many people that's going to translate to?
Well, participants right now, we have about 200 signed up, but we're expecting to get a lot more community members that are just coming to walk and see what it's about.
And I think the most fantastic thing, as I've been following this, is the amount of money that has been raised already. How much?
Currently, it's about $30,300, and we just took in another $2,000 from our teams at the meeting last night.
So $32,000 from Baraga County, and I applaud you. I really do. That's just tremendous, and I know that the earlier goals were much more modest than that.
Right, right, and we've exceeded them, and I'm just excited to see what it'll be after it's all said and done. So
I am very interested myself. Again, yeah. This is coming up next weekend. It's starts Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock?
5.
5 o'clock. And where at?
The Baraga Area Schools track and football field.
They have a wonderful facility there, and it's nice that they are making that available for that. And it will run how long?
It's 18 hours, so it'll end Saturday at 11 o'clock a.m.
And people can come out and get involved pretty much any time, because I know you'll have activities planned through the evening.
Yeah.
You have quite a lot of activities planned.
Yeah, we do, actually. We tried to get activities all through the night to encourage people to stay there and participate all the while, because like they say, you should be participating all night because cancer never sleeps.
Well, then we shouldn't either.
That's right.
I guess that's the theory behind that. Now, supposing somebody wanted to get involved in the Baraga County Relay for Life, at this late date, is that still possible?
Sure, yeah. There's still a lot of things that need to be wrapped up. We can always use help at the event. Yeah, you can just contact any one of the team members. You can contact me at any time.
And you can do that how?
You can give me a call at 231-1618.
And we also have a couple of links set up on our QNLReport.com community calendar. We have a link to the Relay for Life website, where if you would like to make a financial donation to support the cause, you can follow the link and do that there, and it'll take you right to the Baraga County page at the Relay for Life general website. We also have a link to the Relay for Life, the Baraga County Relay for Life Facebook page, and I know you have the schedule of events up there, right?
That's correct, yeah.
So you can check the entire schedule of events. It was also published, I think, in the Launch Sentinel this week.
It was.
If I remember reading the papers. So I wish you the best, and congratulations on the success of this so far. I'm just blown away. This is wonderful.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in. That is Christine Wilson, who is the organizer of the Baraga County Relay for Life. And again, if you'd like to get involved, there's still time to do that. Follow the links on our QNLReport.com community calendar and join in the fight against cancer.